Would you pray with me? Holy God, we've heard very familiar words today as we read from your book. We pray, though, that those words may not be so familiar to us that we think we know what they mean already. But may we instead seek in them the truth that you have for each of us. May we see it, hear it, and have the will to follow it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Sometimes it gets comical when primary things are made secondary. Victor Borge told about a couple going on a vacation, standing in line, waiting to check their bags at the airline counter. And the husband turns to the wife and he says, "Gee, I wish we had brought the piano." The wife said, "Why? We have 16 bags already." The husband said, "Yeah, I know, but the tickets are on the piano." I'm sure we all have stories like those concerning things that we've lost. It seems to be one of those things that we do as humans. Humans lose things. We also, as humans, lose ourselves at times. By that I mean there are times in our lives when we do something or say something and we realize, I'm way off base there. I'm lost. As I was trying to share with Cheyenne a minute ago, we don't know where to turn or how to find our way back. In a sense, this is where we find ourselves as we prepare to look at the 23rd Psalm. I want to share some thoughts by the Reverend Dr. Craig Barnes, Senior Pastor of the National Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C., that he shares on the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm has led us in the paths of comfort all of our days, all the days of our lives. But sometimes we have trouble hearing the things that are closest to us. Psalm 23 was a cherished hymn for the Hebrews. So when we read it and sing the Psalms as Christians, we are to some degree also in Jewish territory. And it's wise to remember the nature of Jewish history, Jews' history with God. They were a people called Israel, which means those who have struggled with God. They struggled for a home that they were always trying to get into, hold on to, or get back to. They struggled for peace, for food, and for a future. Most important, they struggled for their faith in God. The Hebrews longed to live with God as sheep live with a shepherd. But their life was hard. And they were too afraid to keep believing that this shepherd was leading them to greener pastures, or that goodness and mercy would always follow them. So they frequently rushed down more promising paths toward more manageable gods, which always led them into unmanageable trouble and laments for the salvation of God. And then they would return to worship, where the story is told and retold and retold. So while we like to think about God leading us beside still waters and calming our troubled souls, the 23rd Psalm is more about being found. It's about recognizing our need to trust in God and to follow God's ways. It's about learning to dwell in God's house in this life first. This psalm is about when we are scared. It's about anything that makes us want to run and hide, as I talked about last week in the Emmaus Road story. Perhaps it's about a time you got some terrible news. Perhaps bad health news for you or a loved one. Maybe you were told that your loved one did not love you anymore and was leaving. Perhaps you went into work and you were met at the door and said, "You've got 10 minutes to clean out your desk." Or maybe it was that call in the night that told you someone you loved deeply had died. I can remember the call in the middle of the night back in 1982. On my birthday, when my brother called, my wife took the call, telling me Dad had died. And I was lost for some time. Your world is turned upside down. You're lost in your darkness. You don't know which way to turn. You want to run in those times. The late psychologist Rollo May has written, "Humans are the strangest of all God's creatures because they run fastest when they have lost their way. I've seen people run to the bottle. I have seen people run away from church and from God. I've seen people run to immerse themselves in their work or run away from everything in life. I've seen people run away by just shutting down and doing nothing. We become like sheep. We run with our heads down from fear, from not wanting to see what is happening in our lives, and we suddenly find ourselves in a place that we don't recognize. Many of us think, well, people look like they're lost, don't they? I mean, they kind of have this blank look about them. I don't think so. Lost people can look pretty respectable in life. They eat still. They clean themselves up. They clean and brush or comb their hair. But inside, you're dark. You're empty, or everything is gray. In such times as those, it's easy for us as humans, being strong humans, to say, "I can get myself out of this." And we tell ourselves, "Get back to life, start living again." And we attempt to do just that. But that gets us into what Dr. May talked about. Running fast when we don't know where we're going. The tickets are still on the piano. Dr. Barnes says he has no problem seeing Jesus as a shepherd, but he has never been too flattered by being called one of his sheep. And I would venture to say probably most of us feel that way. We don't want to feel like we're one of those dumb creatures. We think of things like gentle as lambs, sheep led to the slaughter. We don't like pictures of sheep grazing without looking and falling off a cliff. We don't want to be like that. We want to be strong. We want to be ourselves. However, the truth is, as we heard in the Gospel of John, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. They know the voice of the shepherd and they follow that voice. I think for sheep it's instinctual. They know if they wherever they can hear that voice, they'll be taken care of, they'll be fed. But you know, for us, it's not that instinctual. It's more of a choice. A key verse, and I never really thought of this before as I've read the 23rd Psalm. But to me, I've come to realize that a key verse in the 23rd Psalm, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Or if you want to be King James about it, thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The key to finding our way out of our darkness is to recognize that God is with us. And a lot of times when I talk to people who are going through very difficult times in the hospital or in their homes or whatever, they say, why is God doing this? And I say, God's not doing it. God will get you through it. I remember when we had this service here for David Byrd's family, and his sister came. And she was in tears as she was leaving, and she said, I just can't understand why God is doing this to us. And I said, I know it feels that way. But God is not doing it to you. God is with you. God will give you the strength to get through this. We need to stop running and realize we're not alone. God is always with us. And we need to listen to that God. We need to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. A pastor writes, at least twice in the past year, I've been late for a meeting or an appointment and haven't been able to find my car keys. Certain that either my wife or one of my children had misplaced them, I frantically run from room to room assigning blame. Who was playing with my keys? I put them right here on the counter and now they're gone. They didn't just vanish into thin air. They're gone. Who picked them up? Where are they? I'm late. And right when I'm about ready to order mass executions, I walk into my bedroom one last time to look. Huffing and puffing, moaning and groaning, put my hand in my pocket, and there are my keys. They've been there the whole time. He says, this person who wrote that, every time I tell that story, people laugh, and rightfully so. Who frantically looks for car keys that are in his pockets? Me, that's who. And I think some of you have probably been in the same boat. I know I certainly have. That's like the person who runs around the house, I can't find my glasses, I can't find my glasses. Well, excuse me, they're right there. They had them on the whole time, and they didn't realize it. When we feel like we're lost, we need to look to the one who's been with us all along. The one who is always there. We need to spend time with God. And that's always the hard part, isn't it? Spending time with God. There's so many other things in life that say, that call, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. There's deadlines to meet. We say, I don't have time to spend with God. But you know, the more often we don't spend time with God, the more often we will feel lost when difficult times come. Because we don't know God as being there. We need to learn to sit in silence, maybe just for 15 or 20 minutes a day. You don't even have to say anything. Just sit there in silence and reflect on God. Maybe read a Bible passage, or read the 23rd Psalm. And then just sit there silently. If nothing else happens, you're recognizing that God is there. Otherwise, you wouldn't spend the time sitting in silence. There have been times that people have said, Tom, I can't feel God right now. And they're going through a difficult time in their life, health-wise or whatever. And I say, then pray something like this. God, I don't feel you right now. But I know you're there. Help me. Guide me. Get me through this. I'm reminded of the story. One day, an older couple were driving someplace. The wife's over on the passenger seat. This is when they had those old bench seats in the front. And the husband's driving. The husband always drove. And one day they were driving someplace and she said, "You know, I miss the days when we used to sit together when we were driving someplace." And the husband turned to her and said, "I'm sitting where I've always sat." God is always with us. It's us who keep moving away, coming back, moving away, coming back. That's the story of Israel. That's what this psalm is all about. Recognizing that wherever we are in our journey, in our coming and our going, God is with us. We are not alone. The tickets are not on the piano. They're right in our pocket with us. God is with us. And God will help us to pick our way through the dark valley and find our way again. God is always with us. It is we who keep moving away. Don't run away. Just stop. Think about God. Be silent for a moment. And then just turn. And see that God is there. You're not alone. Amen.